Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Vampire hunting is a business. Cut necks and cash your checks.
But your record is chock full of incidents.
But he's a new man.
One last chance.
This is your final warning.
Gate me. Let's get cracking.
Oh, no! No!
Vampires just tried to kill me. Now I just pissed my favorite.
Hey, everybody pisses themselves the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you?
No, I didn't. But listen, look, you did.
Sounds like something Jamie Foxx would say, and I love me some Jamie Foxx, but that movie is called Day Shift, and our own Tim Lammers actually interviewed Jamie Foxx and Dave Franco for Day Shift, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to talk movies. Hey, Tim, and what'd you think?
Oh, I love the movie, and yeah, thank you for mentioning Jamie and Dave Franco and director J.J. Perry. I talked with them for looper.com, but you can get my the interviews on directconversations.com. But it's fun to talk with those folks for a movie that you love, and I love this movie. It's a combination. Jordana, I don't know if you're going to give it a chance. I hope you do. Uh-oh. It's a combination. It's an action movie. It's a horror movie, but it's also a huge comedy. You know, it's an action horror comedy. It's with vampires, you know, and yes, they are creepy looking, but you got a guy like Jamie Foxx playing this, he's a pool cleaner, he's struggling, but he actually, that's just a front for his real job, which is a vampire hunter. And he's not making as much as he should because he's on the outs with the International Vampire Hunters Union. So he needs to find a way to back in, and they say, okay, we'll put you on probation. You got to have this desk clerk over here, played by Dave Franco, follow you around and report every rule you break. Well, that doesn't stop the rule breaking because there's this really ominous vampire out there that they just can't seem to kill. So, think of it this way. It's John Wick meets The Evil Dead meets Bram Stoker's Dracula. I mean, it's got that action, that crazy hyperkinetic action that you see in the John Wick movies, which makes sense because J.J. Perry directed it. He worked on the two John Wick movies with Chad Stahelski, who directed the first, well, all of the John Wick movies, and Chad is a producer on this. So they bring all of those wildly over-the-top action sensibilities to this picture, and it is a real hoot.
See, this is a movie that I think Mark and the kids would like, and this would be an opportunity on a rainy night to take out some of that medical marijuana that I have for the leukemia and maybe watch the movie with them.
Well, Snoop Dogg is in it too, so, you know.
I'll be in good company.
Yeah, and I should also note this is on Netflix. This is an original Netflix movie. Oh. Not a big week for theatrical releases. So, look, this is this should have been a theatrical release. I think it would have done extraordinarily well on the big screen. But, you know, Netflix has their way of going about it. They want subscribers so that, you know, they can get the big stars like Jamie Foxx to come and do their pictures and Dave Franco. And, you know, again, Snoop Dogg is really good in it. He's a supporting player. He's on the posters, naturally. But it's mainly Jamie and Dave who make for a great comedic team.
Very cool.
It's really
a lot of fun. I will tweet out, and I want people to check out directconversations.com because Tim did get a chance to speak with both of these actors personally about this film. So I'll tweet it out for you, but anybody who wants to look now, directconversations.com and check out Tim's interview with Jamie and Dave. This next movie, honestly, Tim, looks terrifying. It's called Prey.
I'm coming with you.
You can't.
I'm trying to protect you.
Protect me from what?
It's time.
I mean, hunting humans for sport, the sound is terrifying. So tell us about Prey.
Well, Prey is actually a prequel movie to all of the Predator movies that we've seen, you know, which, of course, that's an alien sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, humans hunting humans for sport. it's this Predator. The interesting thing they did with this film was they took it back to the 1700s. It's got an all-indigenous cast. It's actually, you know, a great deal of the movie is in Cherokee. You have an option on Hulu to watch it entirely in Cherokee. So it's really interesting. It's not the sort of modern day stuff where, you know, they bring out the high tech weaponry, to try to fight the Predator. There's one Predator here, and obviously the character's pretty formidable, but you also have, these people in the 1700s trying to, fight off this creature as well, the Cherokee, and they have some very interesting means of battling back, against this monster. So, probably won't do as well with this one, Jordana. This mm-hmm. one's on Hulu, streaming exclusively, another original movie that probably would have done well. But, mm-hmm. you know, streaming is the thing. It's something that I think at least Mark and your kids should check out.
I'm a little embarrassed to say that I don't know what the Cherokee language even sounds like. So yeah. I might have to watch a little bit to hear what their native language sounds like, because I'd be interested in that.
It's interesting. It's interesting, and I think it's really cool, too, that Hulu did a thing where you can see it all in Cherokee. Look, obviously these movies are entertaining, but, you know, look, if it makes you curious to find out, you know, about other cultures and the language and everything like that, too, I mean, it's really an added benefit to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate two movies that are streaming because, you know, kind of a rainy, you know, day. So good to snuggle up with a little blanket and because these are scary, maybe a family member and go deep into
hide under the blanket.
Yes. And again, I will tweet out directconversations.com, Tim's interview with Jamie and Dave Franco from the first one, Day Shift. Tim, it was great to talk with you. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, Jordana, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.